The young Princess Keela defeated me, and I was finally at rest. I ravaged the world I once relished that I might live forever and appreciate all it had to offer. Instead, I ripped from it all that I valued, leaving an empty shell of what it was. My mad desires took the very thing I loved from me. I spent my life learning how to cheat death, but everything comes at a price. The price for my eternity was the world I held dear. I tried to stop it, but the magical current was too strong. I tried to stop myself, but my life power was too great. I had only one recourse to make the prophecy come true. Forgive me. Forgive me, Keela, for I was the puppeteer in your tragic life. I pulled Bloodsong from Magnus just as he delivered the death blow to your father, making sure that he too died. Bloodsong taken from him as he would have regained life, left him between the worlds of the living and the dead. I knew he would find you looking for Bloodsong, for he wanted to live again. With your beloved father slain, you would begin your quest. I knew it all, and I am sorry for what I did. But I had to do it, Princess, I had to. How else could the world be saved? You, Keela, were the one the prophecy foretold could stop me. Your father rests, as do so many others whom I destroyed to save our world. My actions are noble, though you may not see how this day. It is your passion, Keela, that makes you special. It is your commitment to honor and truth that defines you. Never let go of that dream, no matter how impossible your quest may seem. You have slain Zog, the man the gods feared. It is your time, Eris, to take the throne of Barbaria as your own. Rule it with the same wisdom and compassion you have always shown. Care for it as Ayara did. Act only when you know you are in the right. Deceive none, for all hurt in the end. And never forget what your father taught you, for you are his daughter. I am sorry, truly sorry.